Democrats are still criticizing Ohio Governor John Kasich's Jobs Ohio organization. Some say it may become a big issue in the next gubernatorial election. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Jobs Ohio has been controversial from the start, but it seems it's getting even more criticism now. What's causing all the controversy?
Well, first of all, Jobs Ohio is a nonprofit, private group of business people that Kasich put together to replace the Ohio Department of Development, which he said was too unwieldy and too bureaucratic. And there's the latest story that came out was from the Associated Press last week, where they said that Governor Kasich, who had been on the board of directors of a corporation called Worthington Industries, Central Ohio Company, was getting deferred payments from that group or from that company even after he became governor. Now, he severed all ties with that corporation when he became governor. He sold his stock, he left the board of directors, and all that sort of thing. But then subsequently, Worthington Industries got at least $500,000 in tax credits from the Ohio Tax Credit Authority with the recommendation of Jobs Ohio. So they were, the Democrats jumped on that immediately, saying that a company that had still been paying him while he was governor was benefiting from Jobs Ohio by getting these tax credits. And the governor's office said, no, it has nothing to do, you know, with the governor has totally no ties whatsoever now with Worthington Industries.
But has this group been successful yet for Ohio, Jobs Ohio?
That's a good question. I mean, it's hard to tell. You know, they talk about, you know, that they had got commitments last year for 21,000 new jobs, that they had retained 55,000 jobs in Ohio. But you look at the job figures in Ohio over the last 12 months, we've had like 6 months of job losses and 6 months of job gains. And the unemployment rate in Ohio has stayed pretty steady over the last several months at 7.2%, which is still somewhat better than the national average. So I think the jury's still out on whether or not Jobs Ohio has been as effective as the governor wants it.
Now, what about its success? How important is that to Governor Kasich?
Well, I think it's very important to his reelection campaign, which is in 2014. I mean, this is what Ohio elections are about, is the economy and jobs. The former governor, Jim Rhodes, the late Jim Rhodes, used to say that Ohio elections are about three things: jobs, jobs, jobs. And that's what it's going to be about in 2014. And that's what Ed Fitzgerald, the Democratic candidate for governor, is going to hang his hat on, as he tries to catch up and overtake John Kasich.
So the whole jobs discussion, even with all the concerns about Jobs Ohio, Kasich's reelection chances still look pretty good at this point.
Look pretty good. I mean, he's pretty far up in the polls. Most of the political analysts around the country who look at gubernatorial races and congressional races are saying that this is a likely Republican win, or at least leans Republican. And right now, he appears to be in pretty good shape, but election is a long way away, and a whole lot of things can happen between now and then.
One election that's not all that far away is the Cincinnati City Council race, and some of the people that we expected to see in the race may not have the opportunity to be there right now. Some nominating petition issues. What happened?
Well, there were a couple of candidates. Mike Morosky, who was an independent candidate, turned in his petition some time ago. You need 500 valid signatures. He was about 40 short. So he has enough time to be able to get those 500 new signatures.
So he can't just
by
get
Thursday.
40.
No. He has to go out and get a whole new set of 500 valid signatures by 4 p.m. this Thursday. P.G. Sittenfeld, who is a Democrat and a incumbent on council, had a technical problem on one of his petitions where someone had put the circulator had put the wrong date, and says that a Board of Elections, a worker, told the circulator to cross it out and put the right date in. Well, that's really against the rules. So he started over again and is out collecting the 500 signatures. Personally, I think both of them are going to make it. But it's a real pain to try to, you know, start from scratch and do this all over again within a week's time.
So I guess we'll find out on Thursday.
We will.
Thank you, Howard.
All right.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.